The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. I welcome you into God's presence. And I pray that this morning, your life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. Last minute miracle for rest and rejoicing. Last minute miracles for rest and rejoicing. As you well know, that we are in the last few days of the year 2017, our year of all-round success. We are grateful to God for all the months that have passed and all the testimonies that we have heard from January till date. But I'm here to tell you this morning that God can still do a last minute miracle in your life. What is a last minute miracle? A last minute miracle is a miracle that comes in the last few days of the year. A miracle, a testimony that comes in the last few days of the year. Number two, what's the last minute miracle for rest and rejoicing? It's a miracle that leads to celebration and jubilation at the end of the year. A miracle that leads to your celebration, that leads to dancing at the end of the year. Somebody will dance at the end of this year. If you are that person, shout a big hallelujah. If you are that person, shout a big hallelujah. Number three, it is a miracle that terminates all embarrassment and disgrace. A last minute miracle is one that terminates embarrassment. And today, all forms of embarrassment around your life shall be arrested by the power of God in the name of Jesus. It shall be arrested by the power of God in the name of Jesus. And number four, you know, I love definitions so much because it helps you to understand what you are dealing with and for you to be able to have access to what you are trusting God for. Number four, it is a miracle that meets your exact need and desire. A last minute miracle for rest and that makes you to rejoice is one that meets your exact need and your exact desire. Somebody is here, the exact way you desire it is the exact way that God will give it to you. The exact way you desire it is the exact way that God will give it to you. If you want one baby, He will give you one baby. If you want twins, He will give you twins. If you want a husband or a wife, He will give it to you. If you want a new house, He will give it to you. If you want good health, He will give it to you. If you want money, He will give it to you. If you want a new job, He will give it to you. I stand on this altar to prophesy to somebody here this morning, you will receive a last minute miracle. If you desire admission, He will give it to you. Not admission to the hospital, admission to university and polytechnic. Every good thing you desire, God will release it unto you. Let me hear your loudest amen. If you need direction for 2018, He will begin to give it to you from now. If you desire direction that will show you what to do, He will give it to you now. If you are the one I'm praying for, let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Listen to me. He has done it before and He can do it again. God has been doing it. We've had several testimonies this morning. And there are still more that we are going to harvest. And it will come from your life. It will come from your life. In the name of Jesus. Within the few minutes we have, I'll be showing you some keys that can release this miracles very fast. Number one key to the release of last minute miracles is obedience. Obedience to God. In Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19, Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19, the Bible says, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. There's a condition there. If only you are willing, and then you are obedient. Somebody say obedience. At these last few hours and last few days of the year, if there's anything we need, it is obedience. When it's as if you have reached the wall, when it's as if there's no other option, the next thing is to turn to God in obedience. In John chapter 2 from verse 1 to 11, there's a story there of Jesus attending a wedding, and all of a sudden the wine finished. And the Bible says that Jesus, the mother of Jesus, went to Jesus and said, Jesus, we need wine. And then Jesus told some guys, say, fill these water pots with water. Now, we are talking of wine. You are talking of water. They are not the same thing. John chapter 2. Fill these water pots with water. And all of a sudden he said, draw out this water. And all of a sudden the water turned to wine. What would have happened if these guys refused to be obedient? They said, oh, forget it, the wine has finished, there's nothing we can do. We are talking of wine, you are talking of water. God can use any means to solve your problem. God can wait till any time to release his blessings to you. Our God is a God of last minute testimony. I remember very well when I was looking for admission to university. I was crying to God, God, my name must come out in this list. My name must come out in this, and I knew it must come out. But it didn't come out until the last batch. The very last batch with few names on it. I did not know VC, but they call it VC list. Somebody's here this morning. You don't know people at the top, but you will get to the top. You might not know people at the top, but God will take you to the top. If only you can obey him, he will answer you. In the book of Luke chapter 5 from verse 1 to 7. Luke 5 verse 1 to 7. There's a story there of how Jesus miraculously supplied to a man who was in lack. In verse 2, the Bible says, and he saw two sheep standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their net. They were washing their net because there was nothing else to do again. They were washing their net because that was the end. They had reached the end of their year technically. It was like the end of the story. It was like there is no other option. Verse 3 now. And he entered into one of the sheep, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would trust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people. You know, this is where allowing yourself to be used of God is very important. We'll get to this much later in the message today. Jesus said, can I use your sheep? Like saying, can you do something for me? Can I use your car? Can I use your phone? We've had people that used, they met people at the airport, and then maybe somebody's phone was down and wanted to call somebody and say, please, can I use your phone? And some people say, no, you can't use it. You want to use free credit, Abby? Somebody else will say, no, I will use it. You can use it. And then from there, after using the message, what do you do? He said, I'm into printing works. Oh, printing works. Oh, we are even looking for a printing job to give to somebody. Are you sure you can do it? All right. Come to the office tomorrow morning. And a contract of hundreds of millions was released from there. This was the same thing that happened to this man called Peter. Jesus said, can I use your sheep? And he used the sheep and he taught there. And the Bible says in the next verse that now when he had left speaking, after he has used the sheep, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. Clear instruction. Clear instruction. And Simon said, Jesus, I'm a professional fisherman. I've tried all I can. And I could not do anything. I have failed. But at thy word, nevertheless, at thy word. Somebody say at thy word. That is all you need. That's why at this period you have to be very spiritually sensitive to pick what God is going to tell you to do at this time. Somebody's here. Everything, every member of your family have lost. God will bring it to your footstep this time. God will bring it to your footstep this time. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night. But he still went ahead to launch into the deep. Now, let us go ahead and then next verse. And when he had obeyed him, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. The net began to break all of a sudden. An empty net few minutes ago. A net that could not catch one fish few minutes ago suddenly became a net. All the fishes immediately, they began to respond to the obedience of that guy. They began to fight to enter into one net. Everybody said, no, all the fishes said, I must enter, I must enter, I must enter, I must enter, I must enter. They entered to the extent that the net began to break. They had to call people to come and help them. That is how your obedience will result in your greatness this time. I say your obedience will result in your greatness this time. This is the beginning of the greatness and the riches of Peter. His obedience to God's word, his obedience to Jesus' instruction, brought about a last minute miracle for him. Maybe you are here, you are already washing the net of 2017. You are already washing the net of the year. You are already preparing to close down your business for the year. You're already preparing to say no, it is over for the year. I've come here to tell you by the power and inspiration of God that it is not over yet. Because this same week, things will happen to you that you will never even imagine. Testimonies will come forth for you. You will never even imagine it. You will begin to shout for joy. You will begin to shout for joy. You will begin to shout for joy. If you are the person I'm praying for this morning, let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Obedience is a master key to last minute miracles. Number two, key to last minute miracles is faith in God. Faith in God. Faith in God. In Galatians chapter 3 verse 11, the Bible says the just shall live by faith. In Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, the Bible says the just shall live by faith. There is no way you can excel except you are ready to live by faith. And the second key to lasting miracles is faith. Romans chapter 1 verse 17, the just shall live by faith. Faith is a vital requirement to receiving your miracles from God. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, Hebrews 11 verse 6, the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. You can't get it. You can't get that testimony except you have faith in God. Lord, I believe you. I believe everything where you say. As you talk, I'm all. You go do, I'm all. Baba God, oh, I believe. Baba God, I believe you. I believe everything where you say. As you talk, I'm all. You go do, I'm all. Baba God, oh. You need faith. You need faith. Turn to your neighbor and say, you need faith. You need faith to get what you need. Last minute miracles are tied to your faith. Look at a man. Look at everyone you can see in Hebrews chapter 11 are products of faith. For example, in Hebrews 11 verse 11, Hebrews 11 verse 11, the Bible talked about Sarah. It said, through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past the age. Past the age means she had totally crossed from monopause to monostop. It's no more, the issue of period is not there again. The issue of how it is with women in every month is not there. She has passed the age of childbearing. It's like your great grandmother bringing forth a baby. Just picture it like that. That is what faith can do. If you can believe God, you are going to conceive your miracle this month. It might not be a baby. It can be a blessing. It can be a miracle. It can be a promotion. It can be an advancement. It can be introduction to your wedding. It can be the foundation laying of a new house. It can be the completion of a project. I speak to somebody this morning, you will conceive a miracle. You will conceive a miracle. There is no one that can get God's attention except you come in faith. That's why as pastors and spiritual leaders, what we try to do every time you appear in church is to pump faith into you. Especially in a church like this. That is in a faith movement. This church is the faith movement. So when you come here, you are loaded with faith. The issue of doubt is eradicated. You just believe you can do it. And you have prepared the fertile ground for God to walk. I speak to somebody here today. God will walk dramatically in your life. Amen. He will walk dramatically in your life. Amen. You will become a surprise to yourself. Amen. You will become a surprise to your family members. Amen. You will become a surprise to your classmates. You will become a surprise to your neighbors. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. It takes faith. That's why you must not be far away from the world. That's why you must not be far away from the world. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. The more you load yourself with scriptures at this time, this is not a time to watch films excessively. This is a time to load yourself with tapes and CDs excessively. If you listen to one message per week before, you increase it to 7 because you have a little more time. You load yourself with the word. So that your faith can be boosted and you can take delivery. Listen to me. You have to build your faith on your own. You need to build your faith on your own. You need to walk on your faith. You need to cultivate your faith. I've often said that it's not good for you to have more clothes and shoes than spiritual materials like books and tapes. It's not wise. It's not wise for you to have more clothes. If you can, if you get back home today, go and create your own personal library in your house. If you don't have a house, as it were, maybe a room, create a place and start buying materials that can boost your faith. Until God says, there's no way I won't bless you. Because your faith can carry it. The reason why God cannot bless you is because your faith can carry it. But for somebody here today, your faith is growing in the name of Jesus. I say your faith is growing in the name of Jesus. Number three, key to last minute miracle is fellowship. Fellowship command or fellowshipping in the house of God. Obadiah chapter 1 verse 17. Obadiah chapter 1 verse 17. The Bible says, but among Zion there shall be deliverance and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. The house of God is Zion, and it's a place where you are engraced to receive your miracles. Zion is a spiritual factory for signs and wonders. The house of God is a factory where signs and wonders are cultivated. When you come to the house of God, the word of God has the capacity to create something in you that can bring about a change of story for you. Zion is not a place you come casually. It is a place where miracles happen daily. Acts 2 verse 46. As you appear in the house of God daily, then he can bless you on a daily basis. And they continue daily. Someone say daily. They continue to appear in God's presence daily. With one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did they eat meat with gladness and singleness of heart. This issue of coming to church regularly is not something that is optional if you want a last minute miracle. It is not optional. Turn to your neighbor and say it is not optional. It is mandatory. In Hebrews 10 verse 25, the Bible says, not forsaking the assembly of the brethren, Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as we see the day approaching. That is, if you want to get what God has for you, then ensure you don't forsake the fellowship. Ensure you don't turn your backs on the fellowship. And then you are ready for what God wants to do. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves, as the manner of some is. It means there are some people whose manner is to forsake God's house. But you will never be like that in Jesus' name. I say you will never be like that in Jesus' name. There is no better place to be than to be in God's presence. There is no better place to be than to be in God's presence. And today, that which you require shall be delivered into your hands in Jesus' name. I say shall be delivered into your hands in Jesus' name. Number four, major key to last minute miracles for rest and rejoicing is a praiseful lifestyle. In a few minutes from now, we'll be going into praise and worshiping God, and all that is part of the lifestyle that provokes miracles. In Psalms 22 verse 3, God is a God. The Bible said, oh God, I inhabited the praises of his people. God lives inside praise. Anywhere God finds praise, he will release his miracles. When you pray, God will dispatch his angels most of the time to go and answer your prayer. But when you praise, God himself appears to answer your prayers. That's what happened to Paul and Silas in Acts 16 verse 25. The Bible says that, and as they prayed, and then comma, and then they praised, then suddenly. Praise always gives you miracles suddenly. It always gives you blessings suddenly. It always changes your life suddenly. The earth begins to shake. If it is an angel, the earth, there won't be any earthquake. It was because God himself appeared inside that prison. In the prison of life where you are today, God will appear there. I say God will appear there. I say God will appear there. Maybe the prison of failure, or the prison of backwardness, or rejection, or sickness, God is going to appear there. I say God is going to appear there. Two of the most drastic testimonies that Jesus did were done on the platform of praise and thanksgiving. The first one is John 6 verse 5 to 12, the feeding of the 5,000. Jesus said, lifted up the little that was available, the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, and then he began to thank God, and suddenly the fish and the bread multiplied, and then 5,000 people were fed, men were fed, excluding men, excluding women and children, and then they had extra left. In your house, there will always be extra left. There will always be extra left. The second of the most drastic miracles that Jesus did that came as a result of thanksgiving was the issue of Lazarus in John chapter 11 verse 41 to 44. John 11 verse 41 to 44. The Bible says that when Jesus got to the tomb and they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee. Somebody is dead for 4 days. 4 days. I know there's nothing as death is the ultimate of all afflictions. If death can be turned around via praise, then what is your small challenge? Death saw praise, he reversed. When death saw Jesus thanks, he reversed. He said, I'm not afflicting Lazarus again. By the time somebody dies for 4, 5, 6, 7 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, the person is already bringing out smell. He has been dead for 4 days. 1, 2, 3, 4. 24 hours times 4 before Jesus appeared there. And there was still a turnaround. That one is more than last minute, because the minute has already gone. Last minute was when he was still alive. This one, the minute has already gone. The clock has stopped. The clock of Lazarus has stopped ticking, yet praise made it to start ticking again. The clock of your life will never stop ticking. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. Any power that wants to kill you, that power be terminated today. Amen. That power be terminated today. Mark it. As God liveth, January 4th, 2018, you'll be bouncing in God's presence. I say you will be bouncing in God's presence. Can I hear your loudest amen? What am I saying this morning? Praise can give to your hands what you desire. Praise can give to your hands what you desire. Praise is so serious that I named one of my children Praise. Because I know the value of praise. It has worked for me. Many times over and over and over and over and over and over again. When situations are so tough, sometimes you will think that is prayer that we should turn to. A lot of times it is praise that God is waiting for from you. He's waiting for praise to ooze out of your mouth. God is waiting for praise to ooze out of your heart. Every praiseful person enjoys surplus miracles. Miracle deficiencies as a direct result of praise deficiency. When there is praise deficiency, there will be miracle deficiency. And when there's miracle deficiency, there will be destiny inefficiency. Destiny cannot materialize. Somebody is here today. Every single thing you desire shall still come in this year 2017. If your faith can carry it, let me hear your loudest amen. If your faith can carry it, let me hear your loudest amen. Every time you praise God, power is released to bring forth what you desire. Every time you praise God, you come out of dryness. According to Psalm 63, from verse 5 to 7. Psalm 67, from verse 5 to 7. The time of dryness just expires. And from today, no more dryness around you in Jesus' name. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then the earth shall yield our increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. And God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Fearful blessings are coming for you and your family today. I said they are coming for you and your family today. And that's why till 31st of December this year, no single word of murmuring must come out of your mouth. Don't allow it. Don't allow the devil to provoke you to the extent that you are murmuring. What has God done this year now? Okay, I can't. What has God done now? Don't ever let the devil push you to that level that you say there's nothing that God has done. He has done so much. And he will do yet more. I said he will do yet more. He will do yet more. Mark it. If you can praise him at this season, you will hear more testimony at this season. In the name of Jesus. And number 5. Key to last minute miracles for rest and rejoicing is kingdom stewardship. Kingdom stewardship. Kingdom stewardship remains a vital key to assessing the best that God has to offer. Kingdom stewardship means serving the interests of God and his kingdom. And the best of God is only available for his stewards. The best that God has to offer is only available for those who are serving him. For everyone who is a worker in the house of God this morning doing one thing or the other, I want to congratulate you. I want to congratulate you because I know that you will not lack the miracles that you desire. Neither are you going to lack the testimony that you desire. Can I hear your loud amen? Because everyone that is a steward or that is serving God faithfully qualifies. It is your right. Bread is the right of children. You are not meant to be picking the floor. Bread is your right. If you are serving the Father, you qualify for the... Listen to me. There is no curse that can affect me. There is no human being in this world that can curse me and the curse will work. Why? I'm blessed. The person I'm serving is blessing me. So the curse... The Bible says the curse without a curse would have no effect. It has no effect. And the Bible says, who seeth a thing and it cometh to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? And I think last Lamentations 3 verse 27 or so. Who is saying that you are cursed when God has blessed you? As God liveth, there is no plan of the enemy concerning you that shall come to pass. I said, there's no plan of the enemy concerning you that will come to pass. Every wishes of the devil for you, it will never see the light of day. But there's a condition, kingdom stewardship. Every kingdom servant, everyone serving the interest of God's kingdom, is vowed, God has vowed to bless them and to bless them. And in John chapter 12 verse 26, John chapter 12 verse 26, the Bible says there, it says, if any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. The honor there is talking about giving of blessings, giving of miracles. If you serve me, that's why it is a danger to your destiny to be in the house of God without being active. It's dangerous. He didn't say, if any man sit down before me. He didn't say, if any man come to church and pray very well. He didn't say, if anybody come to church and dress very well with his headgear like this and like this. If any man will serve me, where I am and where is he? On top. That's why you can't be on the ground again. I say you can't be on the ground again. Where I am, there also shall my servant be. Anywhere you see the president, you will see the aide-de-camp of the president. When the president was in London for how many months? Was it 4 months? There's no political person here. How many months? 3 months. When he was abroad for, is it 3 months or 4 months? The aide-de-camp must be there. If the president cannot eat, he must eat. If the president's mouth cannot eat, they say, don't eat. We'll only be taking drip because you are sick. The aide must eat. And every day he's spending there, Esther code. Esther code. He's not there for nothing. Even if he's watching television from morning to night. That's why you must serve this God, because it is in your interest to serve God. It is not in God's interest that you serve. It is in you are the total benefit of your service is for you. God cannot change. God cannot be bigger. You are God. You are not just big, oh. You are not just large, oh. You are a great God. You are God. You are not just big, oh. You are not just large, oh. You are a great God. You are big, 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 big. You are large, 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 large. You are great, 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 great. You are a great God. You are big. God bless you, Father. God bless you, God bless you. Now, God is too big. Your presence and your absence is not what will make him bigger. The advantage of your service is to you and to your generation. The Bible says, one shall serve him and it shall be counted for a generation. Your service is not a waste. Your folding of your hands is the waste. Your service is not a waste. Your folding of the hands is the waste. Quickly, this morning as I round up, how to serve God acceptably? Because many claim they are serving God and they are, it's as if there's no reward. What and how can you serve him acceptably to the extent that he will give you rest and riches? Number one, or 5a, serve him steadfastly. 1 Corinthians 15:58. If you want God to bless you with miracles, blessings, serve him steadfastly. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast. Someone say steadfast. Let me hear you say steadfast. Steadfast and what? Unmovable. Many are too movable. The wind of doctrines, the wind of life blow them here and there, here and there, here and there. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Always abound. You stay there in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain. So, if you want to be blessed and receive your reward, be steadfast. Be consistent in that work. Number two, how to serve God acceptably is serve Him faithfully, not facefully. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2. Serve Him faithfully. Moreover, it is required in stewardship that a man be found faithful. If you want to receive the reward of your blessing, of your service, let it be a faithful service. You serve Him with sincerity of purpose, with faithfulness. Faithfulness is very, 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 very important. And number three, how to serve God acceptably is to serve Him joyfully. Serve Him with joy. Don't serve Him with grudgingness. Or don't serve Him grudgingly. Don't serve Him grudgingly. Don't serve Him like you are angry with Him. Like, I'm angry with you, oh God. I'm angry with you. I'm angry with you. Or I'm angry with this department. You are too small for that. If you are walking on your street in your house, you can misbehave. When you enter God's house, you comport yourself. Because the person you have come to meet is not your mate. You serve Him joyfully. Every time joy is emanating from you, it is your delight to clean the chair. It is your delight to carry somebody else's child, baby. It is your delight to park somebody else's car. It is your delight to sing. It's your delight. That's your, you delight in serving God. And you do it joyfully. Number four, where I will stop this morning, how to serve God acceptably. Serve Him tirelessly. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. If you really want to enjoy as the blessing of acceptable service, serve God tirelessly. Can I tell you this? There is no retirement in the service of God. You don't retire in God's service. Say, I'm now retired. You might be retired in your secular work, but you cannot be tired of God's work. So you can be retired in your business or anything, but you continue in the service. That's how to get the blessings of service. Can I tell you this? Even as you serve Him, the blessing doesn't come to you alone. It gets to your husband, to your wife, to your children, even to your generations. Your service of now, will your grandchildren will thank God for your life for it. So it's not a waste. People will be blessed in many generations to come because you serve God. Of course, generations can also be affected negatively if you don't serve God. Because many times your service speaks for your children. Your service speaks for your children. The way you serve God makes your children, makes God to rescue your children. Your service can make God to rescue you. That was what happened with Hezekiah in Isaiah 38 from verse 1. He spoke to God, God, can you see the way I'm serving you with my life? Prophet Isaiah said, I'm going to die. And God said, no, you are not going to die again. I changed my mind. You ain't going to die again. You are sick, but you are healed. And I add 15 more years to your years. There's somebody here today. God is going to surprise you. I say, God is going to surprise you. Your service shall not be a wasted service. Your service shall not be a wasted service. You will not live a wasted life. You will not pursue shadows throughout your life. You will not pursue shadow throughout your life. I want to ask you this question. At the end of your life, if it remains just 5 minutes for you to go and meet God, where will you go to? Where will you run to? Will you run to your office? If God said it remains 5 minutes for you to come and meet me now, what will matter most in that 5 minutes? What will matter most in that 5 minutes is what you should be doing now. If serving God will matter most, that's what you should be doing now. If repenting from your sin is what will matter most in 5 minutes, God said, in 5 minutes you are meeting me. Then you say, oh, what am I supposed to stop? Then you stop. That thing must stop now. My prayer for everyone here today is that you will not miss your own encounter.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.